All right, let's lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline. It's usually I tell you it's out, but because we're not going to be on the rest of the week, we're going to do the rare preview of the new edition of Ducks Illustrated. And with that, we welcome in Jerry Thompson. Hey, JT, how's it going?
Real good, Steve.
How was the Thompson Christmas?
Like no other. It's a wonderful life, Steve. It really is a wonderful life, so, you know.
Really? So you fell in chilling cold water, thought you had gotten someone else's life, and got saved in the end?
Not quite. Got everything I needed, and of course the joy's in the giving, so you know.
All right, I guess I'm with you on that one to a degree.
Yeah.
So let's preview when the magazine will be out tomorrow afternoon, early evening.
That's correct.
And where can folks pick it up?
At your local, Dairy Marts. Buy Marts will be a day later. It takes a little while to distribute. But tomorrow, Dairy Marts, and I'd say Thursday for sure on all of them, okay?
Okay, I'm with
Make
you.
Make it simple, Thursday.
And this past month of Oregon football, let's extend it a little bit till right after the Civil War to going from 1977 to 2008 with two coaches, and now we've had Chip Kelly, Mark Helfrich, Willie Taggart, and Mario Cristobal, four coaches in 5 years. Can we say, as somebody who's followed the program for a long while, ain't seen nothing like this?
Well, history does repeat itself, but I hope it doesn't in this case, because when Len Cazenova retired, offensive line coach Jerry Fry took over, who did a pretty good job. He was an outstanding recruiter also, and a very man of character. And then after him was another offensive line coach, Dick Enright, who only lasted 2 years. So if you go back long enough like me, you see these things kind of repeat. I do hope the best for Mario Cristobal, thrilled with his hire, and hope that, you know, it does a lot better than Dick Enright, for sure. But that being said, we do one article called A Whirlwind December for Oregon Football, which goes along with your article of a shrink of a season. And it has been very strange indeed. Because Ducks Illustrated is a monthly, we do chronicle what happens during the last month, which would be December. And I go through the Willie Taggart timeline of what I call deceptions and lies. People might find that interesting. And then we go into the Las Vegas Bowl, and then your analysis, psychoanalysis of the Ducks in the last month or so. So it should be entertaining for people.
And, of course, now basketball in a nice little hiatus, even though I thought they kind of blew a couple of opportunities to get those, top 50, top 25 wins in the Phil Knight tournament. Bottom line is a young team, turn over the roster, now 10-3. They played one true road game, won it. So my theory is, we know Oregon gets better month-to-month under this coaching staff. So you feel optimistic heading into conference play with the Oregon men?
Cautiously optimistic. I've seen a lot of progress on defense and getting in sync on offense more and more. Kenny Wooten being more of a threat, even Michael Cage. And Mikel McIntosh has been starting to hit his 3 points. It opens up his drives to the hoop. So inside, we're scoring a little more, which opens up. And Elijah Brown, he's streaky, but, he seems to be coming along, too. If he's hitting, it's hard to beat the Ducks. And of course, we're going in the Pac-12, a little bit different animal than the preseason. But I'm optimistic, but I know there's going to be some growing pains, too. The women, I'm even more optimistic.
Well, you should be. I mean, for anybody who hasn't been closely following, they have two losses. They were true road games in ACC country to Louisville at the Yum Center when they were number 5. And then they went to, they played another number 5 team on their home court. And those are the only two losses. So, there's a bunch of reason for optimism.
Right, and it's been 18 years since the Ducks won. There's a Pac-10 conference back then, but still, this could be the year. They picked second in the preseason poll by the coaches. Believe it or not, Stanford's not even ranked, but that's kind of a misnomer or anomaly since their six losses, five of them have been to teams in the top nine, Connecticut, Baylor, Tennessee, Ohio State twice. So I suppose Stanford, I suspect Stanford will have some say in the Pac-12 race. But UCLA is rated number one right now with Oregon in two. Always nice to be in the second slot, don't you think, Steve?
Yeah, and they do draw UCLA in a couple weeks. I think a week from Sunday, maybe. And they've got to play them down there in L.A. before they get them at home more towards the end of the season. So that should be a lot of fun. I'm a big believer in what Kelly Graves is doing here. It's fantastic to watch.
Oh, yeah, they've got the talent. They've got the ability to win it all. It's just, you know, basketball, who's hitting on a night makes a big difference, too. I mean, just a lot of things depend. That's what makes it so exciting, I would say, is the unpredictableness of the hoops. But my title for the magazine for this issue, December, is High Hopes for Hoops. That could be for the men and the women. But we have Kenny Wooten with a giant slam on the front.
And what else am I missing? We talk football, hoop, hoop. Okay, go ahead. You're previewing, so let it rip.
Yeah, well, it's the 18th year in a row. We've got a picture photo of every recruit and the gallery of the recruits, and Oregon finished really well despite the ups and downs of who was going to be coach and all that. Rated only behind Washington, really a toss-up with Washington for the top recruiting class in the Pac-12, the early signing period, which is the first time ever. So we go through the bios of all the recruits, photos of all the recruits, so that's what we do here, and we like everybody to look into recruiting. I know a lot of people follow it. I know you're not too hot on it, but 3 or 4 years later, it kind of all shakes out, doesn't it?
Well, I have my rule. It's like I don't have to pay close attention because I have maniacs out there I'm friends with that do it for a living, and then the new signing period and the first week in February, I pay attention, and then if I have problems, I just ask them.
Well, I used to be a maniac because in 2001 and 2, the internet was not so prolific. And
sure.
I had to call, you know, all the dads, the athletic directors, the recruits themselves, chase them down, try to get photos of them, all this stuff. Now, my relationship with A.J. Jacobson and Rivals is kind of, you know, click a few buttons and you've got it. So
yep.
It's a lot easier, but I used to have to be a maniac trying to track down an athletic director and a coach and the parents and all this. It was driving me nuts, so I'm really thankful for that.
All we need to do now in the future is learn how to hack into fax machines. But
what are fax machines?
That's how they still do recruiting, right? They still send faxes.
Oh, yeah. I guess
languishing
so.
In the late 1980s to early 1990s. All right, so again, tomorrow or early Thursday, we'll get the new edition of Ducks Illustrated and finale. Where could folks pick it up?
At your local Bi-Marts, Dairy Marts, U of O Duck stores, and all of our great sponsors, which there are very many, and we appreciate them and make it happen.
All right, JT. Look forward to catching up with you in the year of 2018. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon.
Go Ducks. Thank you.
Take it easy.